This is Talk of the Nation Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. While you're busy in this world, going to work, getting the kids to school, millions of other people are going about their daily routines in virtual worlds. Virtual worlds are online communities. You use the internet to log into them, where people go shopping, they kill dragons, they catch a poetry reading. They might even listen to Science Friday there. And there are a lot of worlds to pick from. There's Second Life, World of Warcraft. There are even digital realms geared for kids, like Barbie Girls. Your virtual self, the person who lives in the digital community, is called an avatar. And you can make your avatar look just like anything you want to, from a human to a furry animal or to a way you wished you looked. But don't think these virtual worlds are all fun and games. They can be very big money. Avatars have launched businesses such as clothing lines or contracting companies and are making thousands and in some cases millions of real U.S. dollars. In Second Life, over 400 universities have begun holding classes. IBM has business meetings there. There are even something like 40 virtual world concerts per night. So this hour, we're going to be talking with one of the founders of Second Life just about how real that world can become. And for some people, we'll talk about that too, it has taken over their lives. Virtual worlds have, in fact, come to mirror the real world in so many ways that researchers are beginning to think that they can study avatar behavior online to better understand human behavior offline.